Hello and welcome back to Unfiltered Faith Beyond the Church Walls. I'm your host, Evelyn, and I am thrilled to be here with my incredible co-host, my daughter, Crystal.
Yes, thank you, and I'm so glad to be joining you. So hey, everybody, and I'm also glad to see you all tuning in today.
Yes.
So, Mom, I can already feel the weight of this one. I don't know about you.
Oh, yes. You have no idea. Well, you do, because you were with me Tuesday night. We're going to basically go over our lesson 8 of our Called series from John Bevere's book, the Called series. And let me warn you up front, this one is definitely a heart check.
Yeah.
It calls out ambition, impatience. I talked about that a lot for myself. And that sneaky question, are we really being led by the Holy Spirit or are we just hyped up about our own dreams?
Yeah.
So buckle up. This one's going to stretch us.
And, you know, stretching is good.
Yep.
So growth doesn't happen in comfort zones. So,
all right. So before we jump in, our quick disclaimer, this is our Bible study recap inspired by Called by John Bevere and Messenger International. All the core teaching comes from that lesson from them. We're just sharing commentary, reflection, and discussion to help you grow. A reminder that we are not biblical scholars.
Nope.
We are not pastors, preachers. We are simply two ladies who love the Lord and love to share what we're learning in our daily walk with Christ. So grab your Holy Bible. If you've got the John Bevere Called series book, go ahead and grab that. But we want you to purchase the book, or you can go to their Messenger X app.
Mm-hmm.
And this entire study he does on his free Messenger X app, and study there for yourself. It is truly golden.
Yes, absolutely. So support the source.
Yep. Support the source. Support Messenger X, John Bevere's ministry. Holy Spirit, we invite you right here, right now. Search our hearts, expose any striving or self-reliance. Help us not just listen to this lesson, but submit to it and to you, Lord. We don't want to chase dreams. We want to follow you. Form Christ in us, mature us, lead us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. So good. So let's get started. Let's unpack this. Where do you want to start?
Well, I think straight to the foundation, Crystal. Only God knows your calling.
That's true.
Our calling, right?
Yeah.
And only God knows how to get you there. You can't just reverse engineer destiny. We crave clarity, a 5-year plan, but God wants us to surrender.
Yeah,
that's how we get there.
True.
So let's think about Romans 8:14, where it says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God." So not dreamers of God, not fans of God, not even just believers. We are led by the Spirit.
Yeah, that's true. And that's massive. I mean, you can believe in God. You can go to church every Sunday,
mm-hmm.
yet still resist his leading. You know, I've seen it. People love the idea of God, but won't hand over the wheel. Like,
yeah.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Yeah, exactly.
They're Jesus, don't take the wheel.
Yeah. And not only have I seen it, like I've lived it.
Yeah.
You know, like I've just gone and done that daily walk, going to church, checking off the box. So I think you're spot on when you say that calling can't be fulfilled without yielding control.
Right.
And so if you're a control freak, like I know I've been in the past and still can be, it's not about our vision. It's not about our vision board. It's not about any of that. It's about following his voice.
Mm-hmm.
So Crystal, have you ever felt that tension?
Yeah, all the time early in ministry, you know, we'd pray for a door to open, but when God said, wait,
mm-hmm.
it's like, okay, are we actually supposed to be doing this?
Yeah.
You know,
second guessing yourself.
Yeah. Is mm-hmm. this faith or fear?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it turns out true faith follows the Spirit's nudge, not our impatience.
That's so true. So that leads us into the spiritual maturity that John Bevere broke down. He said there were two Greek words for son in scripture. And one of them was technon, if I'm pronouncing it correctly, and hoios. Is that how you believe it was pronounced?
Yeah.
So technon is a child by birth, beloved, dependent, part of a family. Grace gets us there. But hoios, that's son by maturity, identity, and representation. Hoios carries the father's authority and responsibility. So grace makes us technon, and submission matures us into hoios. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So that means I can stay a technon if I resist growth?
Yes. So maturity isn't like years in church, because if it was just that, we would all be mature, right?
Right.
If that person just even go and check in a box. It's basically surrendering under pressure. If we look at Hebrews 5:8, says Jesus learned obedience through suffering.
Mm-hmm.
So technon enjoys the relationship where hoios stewards it.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
So John Bevere also shared that he nearly moved to Orlando without provision.
Mm-hmm.
So nearly accepted a quote unquote dream job, right? So again, was he following his dream? Was he following the Lord of a like a global ministry, a huge platform? But God stopped him twice. And I want to say he didn't only stop him twice. I think he got like a third, like finally the third person that spoke to him and questioned him. Is when he like, he was getting frustrated. He said frustration rose. He started questioning the Lord and, you know, getting angry or getting, I don't know that he used the word angry, but he was certainly getting frustrated.
Yeah.
And then he heard the Lord say, are you serving me or serving your dream? And I think when he said that, like it all kind of, all of us were like, you know, that's really how you got to look at this. Always ask yourself, is this a dream of the Lord's or just my dream? So that question exposes motives, you know?
Yeah, I feel like we can mask ambition as obedience.
Exactly. If you force what God hasn't released, you inherit what he didn't anoint.
Oh, that's
and I know I've been there. Yeah. So it may look like a breakthrough, but it collapses under weight.
Yeah.
So ambition says now, you want something now, here, now. And then the spirit says, trust my timing.
Yeah, because you don't have the foundation.
That's right.
If you rush it.
That's right.
That's really good.
You know, and again, we've talked about maturity, like
mm-hmm.
the whole walk. He needs you to walk whatever that path is, however long that is. That's what you need to do because he's maturing you along the way.
Right. He's
to prepare
building,
you. Right.
Yeah, he's building your character for whatever he has
to build.
For you.
Because if your character, we talked about that, I think last week, wasn't it? Where like if you get ahead of him. Your character's not mature, and those if you get a high on a platform, you know, you get the higher you go, the harder the fall. We said, right?
Yep.
So Galatians 5 contrasts flesh and spirit. So when we look at that, the flesh produces impatience,
mm-hmm.
comparison, pride, self-promotion, and then the spirit produces patience, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control.
Yep.
That's very biblical. Every surrender builds you. Stay when you want to leave. Forgive when you want revenge. Been there. Wait when you want to rush. And serve without spotlight. That's Hoyos formation, right?
Yeah, so I mean, it's like weight training. No resistance, no growth.
And I think we talked about like not only like the you know our outreach ministry, but even ourself and I know Amy mentioned it. We talked about where we've given examples to each other last night during our study where we know we can look back and we got ahead of the Lord.
Yeah, like, for sure.
And so now we've basically went out on that. You got, again, you're on a road. You can go this way. You can go left or right. And we went right and he wanted us to go left. So now there's a bend mm-hmm. where you got to bend back and it takes a longer
yep.
to get there. Right.
Yep.
And so, like I said earlier in John's testimony, you know, remember he almost went to this dream job that he wanted in Orlando. Well, God did eventually send him to Orlando, but it looked like a demotion in where he was, you know, looked like a demotion. It was a smaller role, less glamorous, felt backwards, but it wasn't. It was positioning him for where he is today. That's amazing.
Yeah. Because if you look at our culture says, oh, bigger is better, right? You need a bigger house. You need to drive the big cars. But that's not God's heart. So God says faithful is ready.
That's right. That's right. So God's more concerned about who you are and who you're becoming than where you're actually going. You know, calling isn't the platform. It's formation. So remember, we've talked about this, John 15, abide, stay connected. Fruit comes naturally. So if we do that, you know, we always got to stay close to the Lord and abide in him, and you know we'll be on the right path. His studies are not real long, but basically the bottom line is, you know, stay close to the Lord, walk with him, be obedient to get to your calling. But we're going to get into some questions now, Crystal. So The first question we had was, why does following the Spirit develop godly character? And I think we talked about this. The Spirit aligns with God's nature. So he confronts pride, which we see in Proverbs 16:18, mm-hmm. exposes fear for 2 Timothy 1:7, and corrects motives, which we'd find in Hebrews 4:12. So obedience over time produces the fruit, right?
Yeah.
You can't hustle character. You can't get there faster. You just got to take the correct path, you know, and do it in his timing.
Right. And following the Spirit, I mean, it's going to help you become the person that God needs you to be for your calling. Mm-hmm. So the Spirit's going to develop you mm-hmm. to be more like God because of your calling. I mean, talent can open doors, yes, but it's your character that will keep those doors open. And that's why it's so important true. To build your character.
That's so true. Okay, question two. What happens when we follow our own desires? What I say, I said, well, I think Amy asked the questions last time, like, yeah. Well, just look at the world, you know, yeah. Go ahead.
We, might sprint ahead,
mm-hmm.
but in doing that, your immaturity will come along with you. Cause you're not gonna be mature where you need to be. So if we look at Saul in 1 Samuel 13, he rushed
yeah.
it.
Yeah, for sure.
So because of that, he lost the kingdom. So when you rush ahead, you're going to build on unstable foundations, and it's not gonna withstand. It's gonna crumble.
Exactly. Yeah. 1 Corinthians 3 talks about building with wood, hay, straw. Remember, we've already read that scripture in our past studies. And self-directed ambition builds quickly. Certainly, you can have you can do that, but it doesn't endure the fire. You know, and then Spirit-led obedience builds slowly. But it will withstand the testing.
Yeah.
So better slow with God than fast alone, I say.
Kind of reminds me of the story of the three little pigs.
Exactly.
To build their houses to...
Yeah. So, you know, you start with straw, you know, yeah. and then you go to the next... Was it straw it started with?
Yeah, I think it was straw and then wood and then the last one was built with bricks.
Yeah, a strong foundation. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a good analogy. So you need maybe you're supposed to be a Sunday school teacher.
Oh boy.
Okay.
Maybe
so,
we'll see what the Lord has in store for me.
Never know. Absolutely. So question three, what does forcing destiny even mean? So that's basically, you know, where we're trying to forge forward and do things in our own strength.
Mm-hmm.
We need to stop manipulating. If it's God, peace precedes provision. So we see in Colossians 3:15, let the peace of Christ rule. And then in James 4:15, if the Lord wills. So it's in his will, it's in his timing, and we need to be good with that and, you know, walk with him.
This reminds me of the story of Sarah and Abram, where they both were... Well, I can't say they both, actually. The promise was given to Abram. He was going to be given a child. And they both are elderly in advanced age. And as the years are going, they are still childless. Sarah is still barren.
Mm-hmm.
And she can't have kids. So they decide that they're going to force this
destiny yep.
because it has been promised to them. So they're going to take it into their own hands. So Sarah told Abram, here is my servant. Take her for your wife. And he does. And born is Ishmael. Now, Ishmael is the, how did he word it last night? He is the fleshy
mm-hmm.
version of the promise.
Yep.
And then finally, they're given Isaac. He is the actual promise. So Isaac was the actual promise. So I just thought that was pretty
the
cool.
one they were being too impatient to wait for.
Yeah. So you have the fleshy promise, but then you have the actual promise, which is why they were eventually had to be split up because they were, you know, butting heads or whatever. But
yeah.
that's what that reminds me of. Forcing destiny, that's what that means. When you're taking it into your own hands because you know the Lord has given you a promise, but you're too impatient to wait for said promise.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. That's it. So moving on to question four, how does this shift our view of calling? What do you say?
Well, calling becomes a daily obedience. I mean, it's not a destination point.
Right.
So calling becomes our daily surrender instead of our future achievement. At least that's what it should be.
That's true. Yes. Calling isn't like discovered in striving, right? It's right. Revealed in walking with the Lord, step by step, at his pace, not ours. Don't run ahead. If we look at Galatians 5:25, it says, keep in step with the Spirit. So not ahead, not behind, but abide walking with him, right? Yeah.
So if you're frustrated, if it looks like doors keep closing, just ask yourself, or just ask, Holy Spirit, what are you forming? Measure your life by obedience and not visibility.
Yes, faithful and small, ready for the big, right? Yep. So Luke 16:10. So also, the following the Spirit develops godly character because of why? He aligns us with God's nature. He trains us through obedience. He reveals what needs changed. He supplies divine power. He uses real life situations as formation. He produces the character of Christ in us. So character is the result of cooperation with the Spirit over time and his timing, right? Mm-hmm. So with that being said, this was a short lesson this week. Crystal, if you want to close us in prayer.
Holy Spirit, we surrender our timelines, our expectations, and even the dreams we've attached your name to. Search us. If there is ambition where there should be obedience, correct us. If there is impatience where there should be trust, mature us. Teach us how to abide, teach us how to stay, and teach us how to follow without rushing ahead. Make us true sons and daughters who represent our Father well. Form Christ in us in the hidden seasons, strengthen us in the waiting, and anchor us in surrender. We don't want to just believe in you. We want to be led by you. Mm-hmm. So lead us and we will follow. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. So if this episode challenged you, share it. If you're in the waiting season, stay surrendered. Next week, we'll continue walking through what it really means to be called. And it only gets deeper. So until then, stay grounded, stay hungry, and stay unfiltered in your walk with Jesus. This is Unfiltered Faith Beyond the Church Walls. We love you and we will see you next Thursday. God bless.